So history. In 27, when ashram started, mother started to converse with the sadhaks with flowers. One story is, I think, about all culture. She will correct me again if I'm not right. All culture corresponded with mother and write to her, is discipline important to yoga? So mother never answered. But when she arrived at the airport, somebody came to her with plate full of discipline. Is it correct?
Really?
The story.
Mm. And maybe you have to say that she wanted to come and that mother sent her a plane ticket.
Yeah, but this is...
Later?
It's not about... Okay, but anyway, it was told about somebody. So somebody was... Anyway, it's well known that mother spoke to people. Even when you read the agenda, you see that she's a... They come to her and say, this is transformation, but you have to use it like this, like that. She would converse with people on this basis, with flowers, and she would try to let people talk the flower language. And the idea is that the flower language she used was because she regarded it as a subtle and fragrant language. She wanted actually to elevate people by talking this language. Because once you, they have this famous, anybody here is a German speaking? Anyway, I'll quote something, maybe I'm a little wrong, I don't know how to say it in German. They have a phrase in German, you are as many languages as you speak. Means that you, as you acquire a new language, you acquire a new culture, you acquire a new set of mind, you can do more things. And I think mother was trying to speak to people in the flower language because she wanted to elevate them to this subtle, a fragrant language. So if they are, and we'll show it later, if you are more in tune with the flowers, you can be more subtle yourself. So this is one way of getting subtler. So in 27, she started to communicate. She had about, by that time, about 200 flowers and significant. By 1930, the ashram gardener decided to write down the flowers, and he came with 410 flowers. That was the number they had then. In 1953, there was the first flower book, and it's called Le Rôle des Fleurs. This was done by a French sadhak, and this had 636 flowers by that time. In the 70s, mother took this book and she revised it. Then she made the notes that we know today from the book, and I'll show a few of them later. And she added these notes about each flower, and she added 240 more book head. And later, when this book came out, somebody looked in old paper and they found another 19 significant. So they add them to the numbers. So if somebody is calculating, the correct number is there. So the flower language, as we said, was it's a subtle and fragrant language, and it's there for all of us to use. It's not only there. Okay, so I give few examples of flowers just to... the drawing are taken from a Facebook page. It's called Flowers Against Missiles. And just a short story about this Facebook page. It's in 2014, in August, I was in Israel, in Tel Aviv, and there was a war going on, which is very frequent in Israel. And I was sitting at home, and I don't have television set, but I was... seeing on the computer screen on Facebook all this bombing of Gaza, soldiers doing this, and I felt, this is what people are seeing all day long. It's too much. So I thought, what can me, little me, do different? So I started to draw these flowers, and I started to post them in this special Facebook page. It's called Flowers Against Missile. Everybody is welcome to go online afterward and join this. And in the beginning, I was very enthusiastic, and I put hope, new creation, all these big flowers. Later on, I kept on posting once every day an example of the significant, how much the name and the significant is usually so really impressive. It's so, sometimes I don't understand fully the meaning, but sometimes I feel it's exactly what I think. It's like, you are overwhelmed. So this is new creation. And she explained about new creation. It's strong, it's lasting and fragrant. It rises straight toward the sky. And if you don't know new creation, it's really rising toward the sky. And they actually use it when it's darshan days in ashram because of this strong vibration. This is harmony, which we are all hoping for. Let us work for the day when this will become both the means and the end. The next one I'm showing is not such a nice meaning, but I find the explanation so striking that I couldn't resist bringing it. And this is greed for money. So it's not the nicest thing to have, maybe, but the explanation Mother gave is, in my opinion, the best explanation I know for greed for money, which is the surest way to diminish one's consciousness and narrows one's nature. So sometimes when you look at the greedy people and you are troubled by them, and you think, what is troubling? I'm not troubled by the fact that somebody has money, but if somebody is greedy, I'm always feeling a little bit. So this is because normally the person you're facing is doing his best to narrow his consciousness, and you feel it. This is vibration. This is divine grace, and I brought divine grace. This is not a drawing anymore. It's a photo taken by a friend. I brought divine grace to give a sample of something else. Many times when you work with a flower, you get in a close contact with them, you realize they have more than even the name says. And divine grace, I came into contact recently with the fact that if you look at the flower book that somebody there is looking, divine grace is white. But in this photo, divine grace is pink. And it's the same divine grace. And actually the same flower, in the morning it's white, and as the day progresses, it turns into pink. And I looked at him and I said, why is that? And then I realized, because divine grace is like this. Sometimes we get something in the morning, and this is divine grace. And we expect to get the same thing in the afternoon, but in the afternoon, divine grace is different. We have to be open to see the divine grace is changing. And we have to accept it when it's white, and we have to accept it when it's pink. Otherwise, we are stuck waiting for divine grace in white color in the evening.
Yeah.
So, and like this, if you go through the flower book, my feeling is each and every flower reveals more and more and more as long as you get in contact with it. Okay, so I talked a little bit about samadhi. So what happened in samadhi, this is samadhi, and I'll talk about samadhi flowers in a second. And this is Lake Estate where ashram is growing most. Almost all the flowers that are put on samadhi are coming from an ashram property which is called Lake Estate. And this estate is by the lake, as you see. And here is an example of flowers that are plucked from there to be distributed in mother's room, in Sri Aurobindo room, in all other departments of ashram. And the large majority of the flowers, the ones that are more loose and coming this, are coming to samadhi. And samadhi flowers are arranged many years, and it evolved in many ways. It started spontaneously after Sri Aurobindo left his body, and then it became more organized because it had to be more organized. And you have there a book also showing many, many different decorations. So as of today, what is going on is the samadhi work with flowers is done the following way. In the morning, between 4 and 6 in the morning, a team, they come, they take all the flowers of samadhi, they clean the samadhi, and they start a new design. And the way they do the design is very interesting. It's done, they have what is called mala in Hindi, garland in English. I don't know in French how you say garland.
Garland.
And actually the mala is like a drawing line that you make a certain structure, and the flowers are the colors that you fill in the blanks. So the idea is that in the morning a certain design is set, and it's designed like this, and 6 o'clock in the morning when somebody opens its door, you go inside and you see this wonderful decoration. And between 12 and 2, another team comes, and this team takes all the flowers out and refresh them and change the... It doesn't change the full decoration, only half of the samadhi changes decoration in the middle of the day, but the full flowers also get refreshed. So you actually, twice a day, all this is done only, again, it's an offering. There's no other motivation. And all these flowers are grown only for that purpose. So all culture mandala. This is what we are speaking about, and this is the new earth. So basically, on Sundays, we get all the flowers that come out of Samadhi. On Sundays, the mandalas are made from Samadhi flowers that are coming off Samadhi before the new decoration of Sunday comes. On the weekdays, it's mainly orchid flowers. I mean, it's only orchid flowers, but it's mainly from Matri Mandir. Means I go around, this time, all culture did it before, I go around the Matri Mandir gardens and I collect only flowers from the earth. I don't pluck them because I don't think it's needed. There is enough given to us like this, and there's no need to destroy a living plant. And occasionally, but very, today I plucked one flower for this presentation because I wanted to bring here divine love governing the world. So I did pluck one flower from a hidden corner that nobody should miss. But I did it only because I wanted to introduce this vibration. But normally it's only done by collecting because it's enough, and you see, so this is Sundays are done in this type of flowers that have carried the vibration of being grown for this purpose, being on Samadhi and coming off Samadhi, and they are still alive after all this time. So once I was preparing it, I came across a quotation from Mother from 68. So I brought it here because I feel we are doing, what we are doing with New Earth is basically really putting this vibration into concrete matter. We take something that is coming purely from this vibration, from this feeling of different frequency, and we really create something physical out of it. So this is, I'm showing you now one process which is very interesting. 3 years back, my mother came here for a visit and I brought her to All Culture, and this is the mandala we did together. So very soon you see All Culture hand and my mother hand. I think it's very sweet and symbolic. So this is first layer, we start. Then we put some protection. This is Sunday, so we have plenty of flowers. This is next layer, it's a sweetness, it's protection, the white, and then sweetness of thoughts turned exclusively toward the divine. This is a new creation we spoke about. This is All Culture, is the hand that moves because she's very active, and my mother is the other hand. So this is how they do. And then more layers are coming. I didn't take each and every step. It's a renunciation of all desire of the vital and the supramental, beginning of supramental realization. And then some service flower inside, and in the middle, divine love governing the world, and some dignity and nobility on the perimeter. So this is step by step as Sunday mandala. And what happened to this mandala, it's there. And then next day, another mandala will come, and another mandala, and another mandala. And eventually, all this will come to be a new earth. So this is another one from, this is also 3 years back. So it's a lot of service flowers, because service have great significance, and it's divine love governing the world in the middle. And this is also a Sunday mandala. And this is another, just to show you the concentration, because we put the flowers, we start with Samadhi scent, with old new earth, Samadhi scent, and then flowers. But we always, beside putting the flowers, we put some concentration. So this is very interesting. This is one day that the ashram people came, and it's many years back, and All Culture was there, but she needed to go pluck some service flowers. So she told me, she left everybody, and she told me, you'll be in charge, and she just left to go for the service flowers. So I said, okay. So I started to say, let's do this. We were working just without thinking. And after some time, they told me, but today is India Republic Day, or something like this. And I didn't know this, but this green, red, and green, saffron, and white is actually the Indian flag. We have like an Indian flag here, but I didn't mean to do this. It just happened. I didn't know it's Indian, it's in Republic Day. So many things happen there when you do this work. This is an example of a middle of the week, but I brought it in order to see, you see the new earth in between the flowers. So this is actually the product of this work. So you see this, I cannot enlarge here, but you see this brownish part. This is actually the new earth under the flower. And here I come back to the one we, it's not the one we started, but it's a similar one because it's the same idea. And actually I started with this one because I wanted to show the vibration of the this mandala, this new earth. So I wanted to conclude with this text written by Mother.
Be like a flower by the Mother. Be like a flower. One is trying to become like a flower. Open, frank, equal, generous, and kind. Do you know what it means? A flower is open to all that surrounds it. Nature, light, the rays of the sun, the wind, etc. It exerts a spontaneous influence on all that is around it. It radiates a joy and a beauty. It is frank. It hides nothing of its beauty and lets it flow frankly out of itself. What is within, what is in its depths, it lets it come out so that everyone can see it. It is equal. It has no preference. Everyone can enjoy its beauty and its perfume without rivalry. It is equal and the same for everybody. There is no difference or anything whatsoever. Then, generous, without reserve or restriction. How it gives the mysterious beauty of the very own consuming nature. It sacrifices itself entirely for our pleasure. Even its life it sacrifices to express this beauty and the secret of the things gathered in itself. And then, kind. It has such a tenderness. It is so sweet. So close to us, so loving. His presence fills us with joy. He's always cheerful and happy. Happy is he who can exchange his qualities with the real qualities of the flowers. Try to cultivate in yourself their refined qualities.
Base question? Which are not necessarily directed at me, because some people here are more experienced than me, and they can share.
Can you say something about the fact that you make these beautiful mandalas with the flowers, but then on top of that, on the next day, comes another mandala that just keeps coming on top, and what's underneath becomes a new earth, becomes transformed.
Yeah. And maybe we can, you can speak also a little bit of the use of this, where is this new earth going? You know, this is important.
Yes.
Huh?
Okay, so this is a little, what Mark was saying is interesting, and I'll go to other photos and I'll show the like process. I hope I'll find them though. And it's really, like usually I come, Monday is one of the days I like to come mostly, because Sunday is such a vibrant, because you see the Sundays are always very vibrant mandalas. They're always, so the idea is that it's layer on top of layer, and the feeling is that sometimes, like with this symbol, for example, it's very interesting because sometimes the second or third day, they look even nicer than the first one, because there is a process. And as one person, which I perceive to be very understanding of this type of thing, told me once, there is no ugliness in nature. Nature is always beautiful. It's only ugly, only comes from man-made. So sometimes only by seeing the way they sort of compose the flowers, it's so touching that sometimes I feel I don't want even to put something new, but I do, because once I collect the flowers, I have to come and
Every day you make another one?
Every day I make another one. I have three bars. This is, for example, this is, I have somebody who is working with me, Kasturi, she made this one. So every day I make, I have, in Sundays, usually I have enough flowers, so I make three mandalas. On a daily basis, I make at least one mandala. Sometimes I have enough flowers because, as I said before, I'm not plucking, I'm only collecting. So it depends on the season. And like now it's summer, so I have many flowers in Mater Madeira, and also I go to the nursery of Mater Madeira, so I get plenty, so I'm not lacking flowers. In winter, it's more...
For how long you have
been? I would say it's about 1 year till the barrel is full, and then we harvest what is called, we turn over the pile and we harvest the new earth. And when Maggie was asking before, new earth is from our culture days, is not giving lightly to anybody, because we are trying, it's done with a certain consciousness, and we don't want to just sprinkle it over. So we do a few things with it. We give it to a certain people that grow food, for example, for Solar Kitchen. Or what I did this winter, and I learned later on that our culture did it before me, but I didn't know that. I went to Israel, and I talked to somebody, and he asked me, can you bring some? So I brought quite some, and I sprinkled it in some places. And then I went to meet this man, and on the way meeting him, I met one person, and I told her, you want to fill the new earth? And she was, can I get some? And like this, so many people who have no connection, know nothing about this place, they were just filling it, as you can feel there. I have it I have two bowls there, one with the new earth and one with samadhi sand. Both have very, very special vibration, and people were responding to this in such a wonderful way that I had to give, and friends start to fight with me, why didn't you bring me new earth? So I ended up giving, you know, going to somebody a balcony and spreading it, and you know, in few places in Israel. And anybody, by the way, who is going abroad and is interested in spreading this good thing, I'm happy to give. What we do, it's the starter, so to speak, like I spoke about the curd before. The starter is a old new earth. Yeah. So we always keep a little bit of the old new earth on the bottom. We keep samadhi sand and flowers. And it's flowers, flowers, flowers. It's layer, layers. And the end result is what you see there on the table. All Katja told me when I start to work with her how to apply new earth. And the idea is, if you go to a garden and you have 10 bushes of hibiscus, you don't go and give the whole 10 of them. You give one, and the energy from this one will translate to the rest.
I'd like to share something like that. I worked with agriculture for some time. It was quite a privilege. And then I was working at Savitri Baba, and I decided to start just with the flowers that I can collect, like you. Flower compost.
Yeah.
And I call it flower compost because I forgot the phrase. So this was going along, and then I invited Hélène, this one, who had also worked with flower compost. I said, please come do this, because Hélène really brought the right consciousness and vibration. And she knew she was creating the work, and she brought some of the sand, and I did that. So she created wonderful compost. Let's say that the flowers gave beautiful compost. I'll say it like that. Then in front of, the reason I'm telling this is everybody can remember, in front of Savitri Baba there are two trees. When you approach the building, the one on the left never grew. They were planted at the same time. So the one on the right is going like this, and the one on the left is really not growing and losing its leaves and turning yellow, and they were doing everything. So the new earth was put just first, and then it was not everybody's waiting, you know, to see what happened. And then I think with the next batch, because we're making small batches at some points again, finally that tree took off. So I invite you to go look at those trees today. It was for at least 2 years. It was as if it was going to die. And so the nerve tried to say something. And the consciousness has awareness in my mind about that. She would know more about that project at the end. And she worked there for a year.
Are there questions or some other testimonies?
I can see that I really enjoy doing that work.
How long did you did it, Ellen?
Huh?
How long did you did
one
it?
Year, one year. But 2 years with whole country.
Okay.
And I was coming every two Sunday. I was living in Fondi at the time, and I was coming with the Shalites by the bus one time in the 2 weeks. Hmm. And I was doing a right whole country. For that I did 2 years, and then I switched a little bit, so it was not possible to continue because I was doing another work in the morning. Mm. And then Patricia asked me to come to send good Abraham to the compost, and I went, and it was, it was just at the bottom of the garden, nobody was there. And we had some pot, and I could be there for 2 hours, and then what the energy that was coming from the earth was.
Yeah.
And to connect with the flowers is really something that is going in all the body and the universe.
Yeah. I would like to ask a question because this project is already 40 years old. Do you feel the vibration is different now? Like, because you have been doing this like for 8 years?
I think, I'm not here for 40 years, so I cannot speak for the whole 40 years, but I can speak about the process that I'm feeling, and I also can speak because, I used to come and go, and it's different when you, and I used to come and work once a week, and now I work every single day, besides one day a week that I don't work. So I can say in my experience, and Mark and others can, I can say from my experience, I feel it's the vibration is sort of piling up. And as long as you put this vibration and you concentrate, something happens. And then you add more, and then you add more. And sometimes it really feels that... that's what Mark was talking about before, about the layers. That the layers are piling up and you feel it. And I feel as long as it's growing and as long as it's done with the right attitude, which I think everybody who is involved with this is doing with the right attitude, is going to go on like this. Mm. That's my feeling. But it... Maybe Rama and Fem wants to share their experiences because they worked also with us.
Yeah.
Cool. When Navigat was not here for a year, that was in 2015, from March to...
When I went back to get my visa. So
March to September or so. So we got the opportunity to take up her work on Sunday. Only we went only on Sundays. The other days, Kasturi was taking care of it. So on Sundays when the class on the Samadhi came, we used to go there, and the main thing is what you see here is the mandala. Making the mandala is that takes the minimum amount of time in the whole process. The main thing is separating the flowers, and actually the idea is to feel each of the flowers from the Samadhi come as a bunch, not separated into the different types or colors or anything like that. So we take our time to separate individual colors, flowers, etc. And that is a very, what do you say, contemplative process.
Mm.
He feel each of the flowers individually and put some consciousness into it. And that way, it takes around 2-3 hours to do that. And then finally, with whatever colors we have, we make some mandalas, designs.
And it's the colors and also the significance that you spoke about, because sometimes you look and you say, now I have plasticity next to generosity, next to new creation. This is very interesting. And always, this is a process you can feel in samadhi also. And of course here, that sometimes you don't think about it, you just do, because you feel like taking this, but all of a sudden you said, I have so many receptivity today. What's wrong with me? What do I need today? Like this. So many times you talking about this language of flowers, many times you feel that this is calling you and telling you, okay, like our culture used to collect all this service, and we had a lot of discussion about what is service. So sometimes you come and it's only service. So you think, I have some work to do today. So it's, in that way, it's sorted by colors, this and this, but also there is this level of significance. That it's always, if you're open to it, is always rewarding in one way or another, because always something will come out of it. Patty, you want to share something from the work? Because Patty used to work also for many years with us.
Well, I can only say that at home, I tried a little experiment of my own. I work at the samadhi, doing wiping of the trays, and I would receive some flowers and take it home, and I just put it in a large, about that big clay pot at the bottom. And then it was not as expertly done as oriculture's work. But even with that, even with the imperfect condition, by the time it got to the top, then I would add a little water and stir it until it had become something like compost. And then I would put it on the flower, the flower boxes that I had, and even without digging it in much, I would water it thoroughly on top, and just that vibration seeping in, I noticed that it would make the plants grow more, and it was remarkable. The first or second time I did it, it was like I thought, whatever time of year I put this is going to make everything look like spring. That was the feeling I had. So the thing is that I think with average people, unless you work in a botanical garden or a farm, you might have a limited access to flowers. We're in a remarkable condition here with the samadhi. But other than that, the idea of the psychic vibration going into matter, you know, this is what has to happen in our bodies. Eventually that psychic has to penetrate and then we'll become something new. Hopefully.
I have something to share.
Yeah.
It's I know horticulture for like 21 years. And when I first came to Borobudur, I was 15 and a half years old. And every time she comes to the flower and tells us that this is this and this is Mother's Day. For 2 weeks I was figuring out what is this and what it means. So after I became a fan of hers, and there are times that, you know, when you're 15 years old, away from home, you are not really in a different area. So, to find solutions, a good horticulture. So once she told me, transformation flowers, when you manage to collect 108 flowers, and there is something happens. So I started that. Every time transformation flower season starts, I started to collect 108. 3-4 times, many times. And I collect them and I dress them under a tree. After a few years, I see a lot of changes with them. And another is that we have a very young Tibetan boy. He must be that time 16, 17 years old, who worked with horticulture. And every service said, this is not a job. So he's not considered as a job and he can't become a newcomer. So after this thing, We are very few Tibetans still that time also. But we discussed a lot about this transition, and the boy said that for him, he said that it's okay not to become a newcomer. But the sensations, the feelings, the vibrations that he get from these mandalas, you know, is transforming himself.
Wonderful.
So, you know, like, he continued another 2 years with Olgacha, and now he's in America, and still asked me, you are still asking about if Olgacha is still continuing with the mandala. So it gives a very different feelings to individual. It's a very, it still, you know, when I see Olgacha, I'm very refreshed, like, so I'm very happy again to see you.
And it's wonderful because I spoke to you before when we went up. I saw on the way this mandala, the Kala Chakra mandala, that I once went to Buddh Gaya and I did the one Kala Chakra with His Holiness. And I thought to myself, it's such an appropriate hall to have this new earth discussion, because this mandala that the Tibetan monks are doing with such a precision, with the sand, and they do and they do and they do and they do it for days and days. And then it's only viewed for one day, and then they just wipe it. And they teach you that everything is there.
Impermanently.
And it's so wonderful, because I was thinking when I prepared this that I take all these photos and I have all this, but Olgacha did it for years and years with not a single picture taken. But what is the difference? The work is there. If you take the photo and you don't take the photo, the mandalas, today my
iPhone
went dead on the camera, and I had a very beautiful mandala, and I was like, oh, but I can't take, and I said, what, why you complain? For 40 years it was done without not single picture taken, so it's very nice that I have this nice mandalas to show, but we don't do it for this. And it's like the Kala Chakra mandala. It's just going. It's getting composted after some time. But the weight is there. The vibration is there. And this doesn't get wiped out. This stays.
Abigail, what will you do at the end of your voluntary stay?
Very good question. I'm contemplating on
you know, Kaesong, she was speaking about this boy, and he was doing this job, and for the entry service, it was not
a job.
So I think you will need maybe support. I hope the entry service, the actual entry service, will be open enough, and they will be welcoming. That some people is going on oral culture work, but you know, I think we will need maybe some support from some Aurovillian to support you. You know, like this is very important for Aurovillian.
The idea is that over 200 flowers are there, and she makes them in a similar way of the Bach flowers. I think they're preparing. The only difference is Bach flowers are usually used for like psychological. Emotional, and this is more to deal with the psychic being. It's little on a higher level,
it's
and
the one idea. Remedy out of 200.
No. They have 200 different remedies. Okay. It depends on what you need, and I can say from my experience, because I'm treated with those remedies for more than 10 years now, for many different remedies, for many different problems I have, because I have many. So I can speak from experience that. The beauty of these remedies, and I think later on this year a book will come out on this subject, the beauty of those remedies is that they make you really heal yourself through the higher possible way. And the idea is that it just brings, it really changes your vibration, and it takes you to this place. That's why it's very individualistic, it's very down to the person. Sometimes it's a mixture of one or two flowers. And I can reveal what I'm taking at the moment, because there's no secrecy about this. So I take a vital sensitivity and integral harmony, because this is what I need at the moment. I know I carry some, oral culture is taking a remedy. Oral culture, can I say which remedy you are taking? Or it's anyway, it doesn't matter. So each individual takes, you know, different remedy as the
someone
person
investigated the properties.
Yeah. You can go, there is a journal which is called Nama, is published by the Sri Aurobindo Society. It's a new approaches for medicine and health. And in this journal, like 3 years back, I think it was, a big study was published.
Hmm? They have an index.
There is an index, so you can look at the index. And in this journal, there was a big, big study done for over 20 years of the effect of flower remedies for different people, different illnesses, different conditions. So it's quite investigated, this field, and it's done for over 20 years. So it's quite interesting and very effective in my understanding.
It's ended up, as I thought, that it's only among family, right? Only the people who are involved are here, so there's nothing much I can say that nobody, you know, people here don't know. So thank you everybody for listening to me, even though you know all these things. And it was as nice as doing the mandala, speaking to everybody about it. So I had a good time.
Yeah. A big applause for Adia.
One more for Oh Catcher. Yeah.